Life is about making yourself better. It doesn't matter what you do. You could be an athlete, an artist, a gamer. It doesn't matter. All of us want to be the best version of ourselves. That's what we are here for. We talk to students in leadership positions who have achieved great things, but who are just here working to get better. Because here, we discuss how to be better as people. Here, Swole is the goal. Welcome to the final episode for the Swole is the Goal podcast here at Leander High School. I'm Tony Clare, your host as always, and today it is going to be a look forward into what the future holds. Because last episode we took a look back to see how much we've grown over the course of this podcast and how much it's changed and how we've evolved. But today we are all looking forward. Because while the end is near, we still have work to do. And, you know, first thing really to talk about is what's following high school. Because right now, I'm a senior, I'm about to graduate, and I'm about to go into college at Texas A&M University to study agricultural development and construction management. But before that, you know, we have summer, and then we're going to get into life. Because, you know, high school was a journey, and that journey is coming to an end. And the next journey will be college, and after that, we enter into the real world as adult human beings ready to be responsible and, you know, just start off on the next path. Firstly, college. You know, why did I decide on Texas A&M? Why am I studying what I'm studying? Well, my dad has been a home builder for a very long time, and that is something that I want to go into. And I think that requires a lot of things that I've learned during this podcast, including discipline, self-control, because in that, you're your own boss. There's no one telling you what to do. You have to be able to discipline yourself to get those things done. And other things like being able to manage stress, being able to have a fear of failure to the point to where you will work as hard as you can to where that doesn't happen. And overall, I'm not sure if that's what I'm even going to do, but what I can say I know I'm going to do is work hard at whatever I choose to do, because that's what I've learned over the course of this podcast, that hard work will always pay off. And if it doesn't seem like it in the moment, then you just need to stay consistent and keep going. Because if I could sum up this entire podcast into just a couple of words, it would be success equals hard work time multiplied by time. Because hard work over a consistent period of time will always result in you getting to where you want to be. And sometimes where you want to be changes over the course of that. And that's why you have to be open to new goals. You shouldn't be stuck in one thing. And while it's good to be committed to, you know, a big task that you have to get done, you always need to be able to adapt and be ready to improve in whatever it is. And I'm going to have a guest coming on to talk about some of those things today, some of the future, to get some advice as well, because this is uncharted territory for me. A lot of things that I've talked about, I've done extensive research into and tried to put together a piece of conversation that I can really understand when I'm talking about, you know, how attitude affects health or how getting uncomfortable affects happiness or stuff like that in psychological research. But there's really no way to research this other than to experience it. And so that's something I haven't experienced yet. And that's why I want to talk to somebody who has. So he'll be coming on shortly. But for now, we can discuss, you know, what it's been like and what it's going to be like, because this is going to be the biggest change in my life. I've gone from elementary to middle to high school, but this is going to be exponentially higher than what those changes were like. And going into any sort of change or any uncertainty, it's important that you have a plan. And my plan is going to be written out on a whiteboard that I can look at every single day to make sure I got all of this done. And that plan is still in the works. But what I can tell you is going to be part of that plan is staying swole. because that is important. That has been the goal since day one of this podcast. What was the goal? And if I've ever not mentioned where I've heard that from, I know it's a Robert Frank quote, but my first ever CrossFit coach, his name is Kyle Conrado. He would always say, swole is the goal, size of the prize, when we were doing bench press. And that just kind of stuck with me. So little fun fact about the podcast of where the name came from. But the plan will involve staying in shape. That's number one, because a healthy body equals a healthy mind. And for anybody out there, whatever you're going into, I think it is vastly important to get in the best shape that you possibly can when you can, because you don't know if you're going to get injured, you don't know if you're going to get sick or something like that. So while you have the time and while you're able to, which is right now, today, work on getting in shape and work on becoming as fit as you can. Get strong, get fast, everything. That is hugely important. After that, on my plan is staying to a good diet, you know? It's good to be putting good fuel in your body for whatever it is, especially going into college. I need my mind to be sharp. And by eating junk food all the time and experiencing the freshman 15, that's not going to be good for me. Also, college, I will be exposed to a lot of, let's just say, unhealthy habits. You know, there's going to be peer pressure to get into things that aren't going to help me, that aren't going to help me towards my goals. Drugs and alcohol. Those aren't going to be beneficial. And people who think they are lying. So, other than that, staying to my goals and tracking them. And we've talked about this last time. SMART goals. Goals that are, let's see if I can think of this acronym here. SMART goals are specific. They are maintainable. Not maintainable. They're measurable. They're attainable. They are, you know what? It doesn't even matter. I talked about this last time. But what's that? I have Weston Fuller in here. Do you remember the R in SMART goals? Your mic isn't on. You can just tell me.
The R in SMART goals.
Is it reachable? No.
It might be.
You know what? We'll look it up. SMART goals. SMART goals. Okay. Relevant. That's what it is. Relevant and time-based. So, what is my goal? Well, let's just look at the big picture. Graduating college. That's specific because, you know, to graduate, you have to get all your classes done. You have to get all your credit hours and everything like that. It's measurable because I can track, you know, which ones are done when they're done. Attainable because I am able to do that. It's not something that's far-fetched. It's relevant because it's going to be important for my career to learn the things that I'm going to be learning. And time-based, 4 years, bachelor's degree. On a more short-term basis, physically, I want to be able to bench press 3 plates, squat 4 plates, and deadlift 5 plates. I am already at the 4-plate squat. The bench is a work in progress, and the deadlift is a work in progress. But I want that to be accomplished by the end of the calendar year. So it's specific because I've already set out the exact numbers. It's measurable because I can progressively overload and track what I'm doing. It's attainable because I know that with my rate of strength improvement and my specific adaptation to imposed demands, I can get that. It is relevant because it is important to me to be strong, and it's time-based because I've set my end goal. So for your goal setting right now, whatever your goal is, just make sure it checks all those boxes, because if it's not, it's going to be harder to follow, and you're going to be less likely to succeed in that. But, you know, it's getting close to the next chapter, and while I am nervous and I am uncertain, I find comfort in the fact that everyone else is going through it too. Everybody else is about to go through the phase of freedom and the phase of learning to fly. And, you know, it's uncharted territory, but like I always say, progress isn't made from the comfort zone. You need to get outside of that comfort zone to start to make real gains towards whatever it is. And for me, that is starting new. But what does this mean for Swole Is the Goal podcast? Well, I can happily say that we are not done. Even though this is the end of this season and this is the end of my time at Leander High School, I do have equipment of my own and I do have the ability to produce and upload. It just won't be in the same capacity. But for now, for this phase, we are coming to the end. And now I'm going to bring in my guest, Coach Lopez. And we are back. Coach Lopez, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Tony. This is exciting. I'm glad that I could be a part of the Swole Is the Goal podcast. It was one of my year-long missions after
the year. Yes, sir. You're always one of the biggest fans. I know before games and stuff, you'd be listening to it. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's certain things that I like to do, and getting in the zone is one of my things. And, you know, a lot of the topics you were talking about, I always felt that were in a way, like they were presented in a way to kind of get your mind in a wavelength for productivity. And so I would definitely listen to that.
I definitely appreciate it. Yeah, it's kind of the whole purpose of it was just, you know, finding new ways to be productive and get after it and all things like that. But today's topic is something that I don't really know too much about. This is going to be more of you talking, is just, you know, life after high school and stuff like that, because, you know, I'm about to graduate, going into the next chapter. So basically my question for you is, what advice would you give someone in my situation moving on to the next chapter?
Well, you know, I have a slight advantage over you in this topic simply because I've graduated high school.
Exactly. Yeah, it's mainly an experience thing, right. It seems like.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's tough to say. So, like, I can give you the, I guess the educator, teacher, coach answer, then I can kind of mix in the real answer. And the thing is, the reason I say that is because, you know, as a kid and, you know, looks for advice to kind of like what's on the next step, you know, in my profession, obviously, as an educator, is we have to help try to steer kids the best path. And sometimes steering, you know, young adults as they transition is not always about what you say. Sometimes it can be about what you say. And, you know, you want to influence, but you also want to more inspire, not the same, not
right,
the same thing. And so but the thing that you know, especially you and some of the other athletes, I say it just because it's the truth, and like I want it to be true. So like if I say it enough, then I feel that I hold myself to that standard. But it's to be honest, you know,
mm-hmm,
and to be candid. And I think that as you look to transition after high school, you start to present some questions to yourself. Questions about, okay, what do I want to do? What am I expected to do? And then how will my decisions not only affect the course of my life, but also seek the approval of those around me?
Mm-hmm.
And because I can tell you that different people have different spheres of influence, right? Meaning that some kids are, whenever they graduate, all they're looking to do is find themselves and find out what their next step is, right? And
right,
there's some kids that they've already had long conversations about what parents or grandparents or communities expect of them, and, you know, how are they going to meet that expectation?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that definitely does. Yeah, for me, like, it just seems like the stakes are about to raise so much higher because, you know, when you're inside the comfort of high school, and this is really talking about after college too, but when you're in school, you know, messing up on an assignment means, you know, you could fail the class or whatever. But after that, you know, if you're messing up on this huge project you have to get done in your job or something, it could mean, you know, it's going to be hard to put food on the table or something like that, you know? But so what would you say for someone going into, you know, leaving high school? What are some of the biggest challenges they're going to encounter?
I think some of the challenges that they encounter are the understanding of like of challenges that you'll face and the result, the impact of the result. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, like you said, I didn't get this assignment done in high school, and so the whatever teacher will give me a 3 days to make it up. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I didn't make it up in the 3 days, and then it's the 6 weeks. And then now, guess what? If I beg enough, maybe the teacher will give me a break. Mm-hmm. But, you know, whenever now, like high school's over, you're in college or you're not in college, you know, obviously you're going to college, but some of your listeners may not be.
Right.
And it's like there's the decision of I don't know if I'm going to get this done because I'm tired, or I don't know if I'm going to get this done because I'm busy. Like all of a sudden those things, they now put in the factor of, well, if I pass on a duty or a responsibility because I'm tired or because I don't feel like it, then that could affect the ability to maintain that job that you like or advance in the career that you want.
Right.
Or even like when you're in college, pass the class. And then next thing you know, like some things that kids don't know yet, but like just, you know, prerequisites. If I fail class level one, then now I can't take class level two the next year, which means that I have to delay my graduation by a year.
Right. Which
for some people, that's another $30,000. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and so I don't know anybody that's excited about paying more money because they didn't take care of business.
You know? Right. Yeah. Yeah. It seems like the responsibility of, you know, getting past school is about to just skyrocket, you know? Right. Yeah.
But I will say this, and there was a song when I was your age, we had a, like a senior song. They played it like every year. They would play a song over the intercom, like the last like 10 minutes of school. Mm-hmm. And it would be like basically a class song, whatever. And,
okay.
One of the songs that they played, it was my junior year, because I think our senior song was a very popular song, which I'm sure you've heard. It's called Good Riddance by Green Day.
Okay.
The Time of Your Life. Mm-hmm. Okay. But ours my junior year was something, it was a song called Sunscreen. And if you haven't looked it up, you should totally check it out. But basically, the song is actually an older guy that's talking through this song, and he's giving advice. And he has different things that say, like, he gives advice over different scenarios that you might think as a young adult are either super impactful or non-impactful, and you don't really realize, like, that sometimes something that you think is the end of the world, if you don't get done, is not the end of the world. And sometimes the thing that you think is minute and you would brush off is actually has way more importance than you think.
Right.
And
okay.
So, but one of the quotes in there, and this is kind of going advice towards you and other kids that are entering this college sphere, is, you know, he says, when you go to college, like, don't worry if you don't know what you want to be when you grow up. And he was like, I know the most interesting 40-year-olds I know still don't know what they want.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So
yeah.
It's like, because, you know, the truth is, if you live in this spectrum of my goals to be 80, 90 years old and take a look at my life and say, the story that was written about Tony Clare, like, is it really decided at 18 and a half or 19?
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's okay to be curious. It's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to take a chance. And, you know, there's another famous quote that I really like, and it says, not all that wander are lost, right? Mm-hmm. And because sometimes it isn't through exploration that you truly find your purpose or your desire.
Well, that's definitely food for thought. Well, Coach, thank you very much for coming on and giving some of that much appreciated advice.
Absolutely.
Thank you for all the support over the years of me playing football and kind of helped me come out of my shell, especially this year. Just thank you for all you've done.
Well, I appreciate that, Tony. And it's mm-hmm. been an absolute pleasure seeing you grow as a young man. And, you know, there is no doubt that you had your shell when you first came on, and sometimes it was like pulling teeth, but I am extremely proud of the leader that you became, not only the football player, but the young man you're going to be in. You know, I'm excited for your future. So
I appreciate that very much. Coach Lopez, everybody. And well, that was it. Coach Lopez, great person, great coach, great person to talk with. Got some amazing insight right there. Yeah, and now we're going to wrap up the final Swoles of Gold podcast for this season, because we will be back in a different capacity. So stay tuned to the Swoles of Gold Instagram and Swoles of Gold Snapchat, because there will be information about where to find this podcast later on. But as for now, thank you very much for listening, and thank you for listening over this entire journey. I appreciate every one of you who tuned in and every one of you who is staying swole. So for the final time this year, signing off, Swole is the goal, size is the prize. Out.
This is LNE Radio, podcasts produced, performed, and edited by the students of LNE Studios at Leander High School. LNE Radio, it's what the kids are talking about.